Hey, have you heard of Bloom Stories? It's an audio erotica app with over 1,000 intimate stories, guides, role plays, and more. If you like the stuff here, you'll love it there. They also just launched a spicy audiobook section, where they partner with BookTok authors and top-selling creators. Everything from fantasy to dark romance is in there. Head to bloomstories.com to sign up for a free account. Unlock everything by using promo code GIRLONTHENET and save up to 70%.
This post is called, "The Most Dominant Thing You Can Do Is Not Fuck Me." If you want me to ask for a spanking, all you need to do is text before our date and tell me exactly that. If you want me to suck your dick, likewise. Just issue an order and I'll drop to my knees the second it's convenient to do so. But if what you want is to have me eating out of the palm of your hand, the most dominant thing you can do is not fuck me. I know that sex doesn't have to equal PIV. We say this in sex positive circles so much that they should sell it on t-shirts or something. Blowjobs and handjobs and fingering and kissing, frotting up against each other and playing with sex toys and lube. All these things are just as much sex as putting a penis into a vagina. It's narrow-minded to conceive of sex in such a cis-heteronormative way and, oh God, fuck it though. PIV is kind of my thing. It's my thing. It's just my thing. I love it when your dick goes in me. I love it when I get to suck your cock, of course, and I adore it when you finger me. I get off hard on really good kissing, and make-outs done right will make me whimper and shake and hump up against your thigh like I'm trying to grind out an orgasm through two layers of jeans. But the bit I like most, the reason I bought my ticket to the You Show, is when you put it in me. So if you want to have me purring at you like a kitten or begging you frantically for release, the most dominant thing you can do in that moment is insist that you will not fuck me. Hold your cock in your hand, kneeling between my legs and looking down at my naked body, spread and eager and shining wet for you to plunge it in. Then ask me, how much do you want it? Oh, I want it. But right now, I only want it with the fervour of a woman who believes she's about to get it. I want it like you want a Big Mac if you're on a road trip and someone suggests stopping at the drive-thru. My stomach growls for it, but if you want to be really dominant, you shouldn't fuck me yet. Make me wait. Stroke yourself as you look down at me, gripping your dick in that casual, practiced way that makes me picture you sitting in front of your computer alone, holding yourself with a kind of lazy ease, with the confident security of a man who can touch this dick whenever he wants. Remind me that I cannot. Remind me that each morning I wake up uncertain whether I'll be given access to dick. Make me remember that these days I have no dick on demand. Only the dick that I earn. We are not the same, you and I. You have cock everywhere you go, and the miracle of this will never fail to delight me. You don't just go catch a train. You catch a train with your dick in your pants. You don't just make lunch. You make lunch with a cock nestling between your legs. You don't just have a shower. You, my God, my fucking God, you thoroughly soap the glorious, soft yet thickening length of your whole mouth-watering prick. Fuck. You want to be dominant? Try not to fuck me. Hold off on it just for a while. Tell me, I don't know if you deserve to get fucked tonight. And watch the light of hope flicker out in my eyes. Watch my face contort from excitement into nervous panic. See the way my muscles tense and my mouth turns down in a faux playful grimace of disappointment. Hear me say it once, twice, three times. Please, please, please. Please, 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 please. You want to be dominant? Let me babble, please, like a greedy, miserable, abject pervert while you hold the tip of your dick at the throbbing entrance to my cunt, rubbing the wet head of it back and forth, just ever so slightly out of reach. Put your other hand on one of my thighs, digging your fingers in forcefully to hold me down so I can't fuck up to meet the fat, hard length of you. Or place both your hands on my hips, pinning me to the bed while your twitching cock hovers one heartbreaking centimetre from where I need it to be. Tell me I'm a filthy girl. Tell me I'm greedy and slutty and pathetic. Don't humiliate me with how much pain I can take. Humiliate me with how much dick I want but cannot have. The hottest kiss I ever had in my life, barring a few that occurred when I was a teenager. When you're a teenager, the cocktail of hormones acts like drugs to enhance even the wettest washing machine snog. The hottest kiss I ever had in my life is a kiss that was delivered so slowly, I thought I might die partway through. I was lying on the sofa in his flat, and he came over to kneel down next to me. Side on, he turned my face towards his, then put his lips upon mine, feather light, so I almost couldn't feel them. I closed my eyes and pressed my own lips up to meet his, at which point he softly pulled away. Keeping his touch light and calm, he put a steadying hand on my head to stop me from leaning upwards. Then, slowly, so, so fucking slowly, as ice caps melted and generations were born and then died, he pressed himself down onto me until his mouth was firmly on mine. The glacial pace gave me plenty of time to wonder what would happen at the end of the kiss, gave my body time to flood me with those sweet, sweet hormones, my legs time to start trembling, my cunt time to throb and gush. He pinned me firmly to the sofa with that kiss, and by the time he pulled away, I'd forgotten how to speak. I was blind with it, frantic and shaking, unable even to muster the dexterity to properly remove my jeans. I lay on the sofa like a whipped puppy and let him strip me before, oh, so slowly kissing me again. I cannot remember how we fucked, but we did. At that point, it was inevitable. Almost like the kiss had left me drugged. That same thing can happen today if you make me wait for it. Make me believe, genuinely believe, that you are not planning to fuck me. Tease my cunt with the promise of the granite hard erection you're showing me, then make my brain believe that you'll take it away if I'm naughty. I don't think you deserve to get fucked today. Make no mistake, I'm absolutely not telling you not to fuck me. On the contrary, I really want you to. At the moment, just before you do it, I'm blind to all other desires, just a white-hot rock of throbbing cunt and babbling eagerness. Please, 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 desperate for the relief that I'll come when you slide it fully inside. So I'm not saying don't fuck me. I'm just saying that not fucking me is the most dominant thing you can do. I'm saying that, wait, okay, no, sorry, please hang on. Don't actually not fuck me. No, please. You can't just, but you had it right there at the entrance to my cunt, and no, you can't take it away. Please. Who wants to be dominant anyway? Just give me that fucking dick, please. I came all this way. I sucked you for hours. I've been so, so good. So good, please. Oh, please, I'll squeeze so good and tight around it, I promise. I'll make such good noises. I'll do whatever you like. Please, please, if you fuck my cunt, right now, just once, please, one stroke, one single stroke. Afterwards, I'll let you put it really hard in my ass. Please. Please, please, fuck, oh God, oh fuck, yes, yes, ah, oh, yes, Please. If you liked this, you can find more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn, or come help me make more of it by supporting me on Patreon, patreon.com/girlonthenet.